Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
97.1. So I wanted to bring this up because, I feel like I can identify certain things, and it's like, I don't know if anyone agrees with it, but it sure as hell makes sense to me. And this is kind of a sounding board because tomorrow's going to be all Super Bowl, and TJ's going to be with us, and we've got some Amon-Ra sound for you, and it'll be a good time, I promise. But NBA trade deadline was today. We're not breaking any of that down. There's just one thing in particular. And I've said this about the NBA and the ratings decline and why I'm not enjoying the league any longer as a guy who used to love the NBA. But it's sports in general. I think there's a bit of an issue going on. And it's called being detestable. I think a lot of athletes now are detestable. And it's not just money. Money is you are paid according to what someone is willing to pay you, and you're commiserate usually with your abilities. What annoys me, and look at that, he's right up on the screen. Jimmy Butler has basically now become the walking embodiment of Satan. Jimmy Butler might be my most hated athlete in all of sports, and let me tell you why. First of all, I don't have a problem if somebody gives a team everything they got and eventually is like, you know what? I got to go. Like, I want to win. Myles Garrett being an example. Myles Garrett has never been in the news, works his ass off, gave Cleveland everything he could, and eventually goes, it is time for me to move on. Respect. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
You know what I don't respect? You know what I do have a problem with? A guy bitching and moaning and leveraging his way out of now 4, 5, 6 situations. Jimmy Butler has been an all-star once in the last 5 years. Once. You are not Michael Jordan. I'd hate to break that to you. Jimmy Butler has caused more chaos, more BS. He's one of the most unhappy people on the planet. I don't care what his PR team says. I know plenty of people down there in Miami. Trust. It is not a treat to be around. My point is this. How does Jimmy Butler get to go to his employer, who, by the way, are the Miami Heat the best organization in the league? Second best, third best, top five, right? Mm-hmm. Goes to his employer, who's already paying him better part of $50 million a year, and he's age 35. He's got a player option he can trigger for 52.8 next year. Has only been an all-star once in 5 years. He goes to him and goes, I don't want to play for you no more. Wait, what? I'm not getting on the team plane. I'm going to go to a dinner party. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. I'm Jimmy Butler. Huh? The team does the only thing they can do. They give him a paid vacation. Basically a 6 weeks paid vacation. Best part. Somehow, because nothing in the NBA makes sense and nothing in sports makes sense, where every scumbag wins. That's the sports 2025. Scumbags win. Jimmy Butler manages to poison the waters so badly that he gets to go to a desired destination. And the best part, they have a bag with $121 million waiting for him.
Wait, actually, no, because he did not want to go to Golden State. Remember, he came out and said, that's the one team I don't want to go to.
You want to go to Phoenix primarily.
Don't send me to Golden State. I'm not going to go until they were the only option left. To me, that was Pat Riley saying, okay, son, you think you run things around here? I'm Pat freaking Riley.
Right, but Jimmy, okay, so if Jimmy hated it so much, wow, look at that, a two-year extension. Even though I've done nothing but cause pain, suffering, misery, and angst, and I'm 35, and I'm in decline, and I haven't been an all-star more than once since COVID, twice in my career total, twice. I want to know, I guess the way for me to land the plane, I'm very sorry, but I get passionate about stuff like this.
That's okay, man. We're here till six.
As fans, do you look at situations like this and does it hurt your ability to love the sport? And I again, if there's a baseball equivalent, like I'm starting to get annoyed with Bregman. I don't know what the hockey equivalent would be, candidly. Hockey players seem to just be blue-collar guys and they get their market value and they play. If Kenny's got something, he can give it.
They're hated for what they do on the playing surface. Not a whole lot of guys are scumbags off the ice, and the ones are really scumbags.
And Jimmy Butler's behavior has to be like sign language for you, because if it would never happen in the NHL. John Tortorella would, like, murder this guy.
Yeah, he'd throw a chair on the guy's head.
Right. Football, I would just say a guy like Tyreek Hill. Like, I just want to know if players' actions actually start to wear on you and your fandom. This Jimmy Butler thing, yeah, I'm revved up about it. I'm very annoyed by it. Because at a certain point, when does a guy like Butler get it stuck to him? How the hell does this guy, of anybody, get to win? Meaning, get traded, get a 6 weeks vacation, mm-hmm. get $121 million on top. He didn't win employee of the month, Rico.
No.
And, no diss, he didn't get marooned. He didn't get sent to Corsica like Napoleon.
No,
Charlotte.
I was about to say, he ain't a hornet. So, I guess they'll say, well, he ended up leaving, $50 million on the table that he'll never be able to recover.
No. No, that's not true.
He got extended, but had he stuck with the Heat, they could have overpaid him.
But hold on.
He made a lot of money.
No. He's already made $400 million as a pro.
Right.
Which is egregious enough for a guy who's made two All-Star teams. But, Rico, take the 52.8 next year. Go on.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
They handed him 120. He didn't lose.
Jimmy Butler did everything wrong and then got everything he wanted. How does that work? And how does anyone who's a fan, forget about the whole, how do you explain it to your kids?
You know how? Here's the thing.
Because the league's a joke.
It's not even a sports thing. It's not a league thing, Mike. Some people just know how to work the system. Some people just know how to find every loophole, to complain to the right people, and they're not good people. And you're just like, how do they always catch all the breaks? Because some people just know how to work the system, and that's Jimmy Butler. He got to sit out for 6 weeks, took a vacation, and...
And the worst part, he did everything wrong. He did everything that everyone, and again, what I hate is this. Yes, athletes are paid what they're paid because they are exceptional. I do not argue that. That's where I've never allowed the whole, I work hard every day. Look, dude, I get it, but you're a coal miner. You're not responsible for a $6 billion franchise putting you on their stadium. They paid what they paid because of their ability. However, when you're getting paid that, you do share the responsibility that the average guy shares to his employer. If I'm going to pay you this money, we talked about it with Luca. You want a $350 million Megamax or whatever it's called. Fantastic. But buddy, get in shape. Show up on time.
Yeah.
No, you're not drinking beers on camera. Like, what are we doing? For Jimmy Butler, think about this. He went up to Pat Riley and basically told him to bleep himself.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, no, it was. Pat Riley, it was almost like, well, who's really in control? Well, I'm Jimmy Butler. I'm in control. Actually, no, you're not.
Go back
not.
To the part where you say you're Jimmy Butler. You're right. You are. You're not Magic Johnson.
Right. I've dealt with people. I've won title.
I just found the whole thing so distasteful, and I was actually pissed when he got his way. First of all, if I were the Heat, I would have traded him to the Shanghai Sharks. I would have gone Spite Store. I wouldn't be able to tolerate it. He hand-selected Miami as his destination. They've had success. They've gone to the finals. They've gone to the Eastern Conference Finals. I want to know if anyone, and I know there's like seven NBA fans around. That's why I expanded it to the world of sports. Like, at what point do these storylines that we track start to erode the passion you have for it? David, you're nodding your head. Do you have an AI response?
No, I was going to say that there was hope Saturday, Sunday, that the players were losing that control.
Yeah.
There was hope with that. And just 4 days after the Luka trade, they give Jimmy Butler what he wants. And it just takes the hope that it was changing.
But see,
I know it can't change overnight, but come on now.
No, but see, David, I think what was lost in this is I don't understand what the Warriors are getting out of this.
Desperation.
Because you didn't have to sign him for those 2-year extension. Like, you could have just took him and said, hey, Jimmy, we're going to roll with you. We're going to figure out if we like you or not.
But here's your problem. Remember, this all started about money with the Heat. If they didn't sign that 2-year extension, he'd just go, great, you can trade for me. I ain't playing. I still have my player option. Toodaloo. He can do whatever he wants. This is how sick this sport is.
Yeah.
The average guy driving home right now, busting his ass. I'll never begrudge the money Jimmy makes. But the way he behaves, no, that's impossible for human beings listening to this radio show. I don't care if you're a Heat fan or you're just a fan of sports or you just... this is where, when guys like this win, it really hurts my ability to not care, but like to have a passion about it. Because you go, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
They do everything. This guy did everything wrong, and he still won.
Mm-hmm.
What a grift.
I think he ranks right in there, the people who just know how to work the system. Him and his agent said, hey, if we just do this and trust me, this will work. I'm going to look like a horrible person. Doesn't matter. You'll get your way. So your integrity, your integrity was not worth anything because you got your money and that's all you really wanted.
Kills me. 2-4-L. By the way, Ben Simmons getting bought out. Another beaut.
Hold on. Let me get my shock face.
Right. No, best part. Made all the money with that contract. Decided he didn't feel like playing basketball no more. Dogged it. Walked around like a diva in Brooklyn when he could have helped the team. He's going to get bought out. Guess what? That happened. He's going to get picked up by Cleveland. Best team in the league.
You don't think. Really?
100%.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. If it ain't Cleveland, it'll be the Clippers. Watch.
I wouldn't put him on the Motor City Cruise.
I'm not arguing your point of view.
He is proven over.
He doesn't want to play.
At least Jimmy Butler, when he like. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's my bad.
No.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.